Legislation that would require interior inspections of rental properties in the city of Syracuse is being held back. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some on the Syracuse Common Council are divided on the issue.
Councilor Khalid Bey says Mayor Ben Walsh's administration asked him to hold the legislation so the new corporation council could become versed on it over the next 2 weeks.
The next agenda, we'll be right back talking about it, and, you know, we'll kind of gauge where the administration is. You know, by then I would think that they had determined, you know, whether they need 3 months, 6 months, you know, to prepare.
Bey says the start date of the rental registry expansion could be delayed so enforcement measures can be put in place. He says the Walsh administration supports the legislation, but Councilor Joe Carney says he does not.
As far as I'm concerned right now, it's not going to be able to be enforced to the best of its ability, and it just seems like another money grab.
The law would include a fee to register rental properties. Bay says an interior inspection would still be driven by complaints and a judicial warrant, but he says the law would provide recourse to some residents who may face backlash from a landlord if they complain about a property. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.
In a statement, Deputy Mayor Sharon Owens says the mayoral administration is supportive of the proposal and is working on final recommendations to ensure an effective implementation.